Mike McCarthy and NFC coaches will meet with the media on Wednesday morning, but today it was the AFC coaches' turn. New Buffalo Bills coach Rex Ryan talked about having a new quarterback, Matt Castle.
Well, I think with Matt, you know, he'll come in and he's going to compete for our job. I like having a veteran, you know, presence. You know, I think Greg Roman is, you know, I leaned on Greg heavily for it, you know, about that. He felt really comfortable with him. You know, our system is pretty multiple, and I think, you know, having that experience will be a big asset to us.
Miami Dolphins coach Joe Philbin got the prize of free agency, Ndamukong Suh.
We thought he was an excellent scheme fit for our defense, for what we do. You know, he'd be an outstanding football player anywhere, but, you know, with the scheme that we employ, we thought it was an ideal scheme fit. We thought it was a position that we wanted to get better at, and, you know, so we're excited about having him.
Bill Belichick was fashionably late, but drew a big crowd.
Day by day, no shortcut, no magic wand. Just grind it out day by day.
New Denver coach Gary Kubiak has inherited Peyton Manning.
Basically what I've done is study what he's done, and he's been doing those things for so many years, and, you know, then take the things that we do and that we feel are very important to being successful for us offensively, and, you know, we mesh them all together, and now it's time to go to work on the total product.
Bengals coach Marvin Lewis said this about former Packers linebacker A.J. Hawk.
We're excited about A.J. You know, he comes to us a guy with great experience. He's been in a winning program, and, you know, he really has an opportunity to help us get better on defense, and we feel like we can really help him improve as a player, continue to improve as a player, which will help us defensively.
Browns coach Mike Pettine has acquired former Packers cornerback Tremont Williams.
It's no secret that that our system is predicated on having guys that can lock up and play man coverage on the outside. This is something that Tremont's demonstrated he can do at a high level for a long period of time. And I've always said you can't have enough corners.
And cornerback Devon House has gone to Jacksonville, where he'll be coached by Gus Bradley.
He's done a great job on tape. We knew we had a relationship built up with him through Dwayne Walker, who coached him at New Mexico State, and you know, just kind of followed his progress all the way through. And I think we've seen a guy that has really matured from those college days to where he is now, and he's still young and has tremendous upside.
From the NFL annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Packers.com editor Vic Ketchman.